Black women are the most unprotected group of people in this country, all right? And it's not even close.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. Mac here, B here, finally, and we about to talk about some shit. All right, so first and foremost, like I ask every single episode, how y'all boys doing?
Great. Just, you know, it's a Sunday, like y'all always know, you know, we record on Sunday, you know what I mean? Can't wait to watch the damn football game, you know, just my thing.
Same here, man. Good. Energized, ready for this good Sunday football, you know?
Now, I was about to ask you, like, what, like, you make any good bets this week?
Yeah, this week I just went hard this week. I had one week one, so, no, I'm trying to week three.
Man. We was talking about that shit while we was waiting on you, man, about this gambling, betting, should I say. And we just going down that rabbit hole, man. I was just thinking about it, like, man, I can't bet. I can't gamble shit. I'm always losing my goddamn money.
Man. I mean, that's the same for me. And I was just telling him, I was like, even like doing simple stuff like shooting dice, like I never came out on top, so I just don't gamble at all.
You gotta have faith when you gamble. You gotta faith you'll win. Sure.
That's what it is. You gotta pray first.
No, I pray. Faith. Sure. I mean, pray too. You can pray too, but I just have faith. You gotta believe in it.
Okay. I'll never try it, but okay. Might help somebody.
Real shit, man. You'd be surprised, man.
I did hop on the I'm not doing no free promo for none of these motherfuckers. I hopped on one of them gambling apps, not until I get paid. Now if I get paid, then we on a whole different wavelength. But I ain't promoing for nobody. All right. But I was on one of them apps, right? And I put about $20 in there and I won the $20 back. And that's the most I think I've ever won gambling.
Yeah.
I doubt that. Be then, man. That's your first time. They know when's your first time. Let's give him this $20 back. He gonna feel good.
Exactly. I think that's all it was. Like, yeah, we give him a little bit of money. We keep him in here.
You gotta get addicted if you win big.
Yeah.
Try to win big. Yeah, you gonna keep trying to win big. It just get like that. I don't win big before. The most I won, I don't know, about $7,000.
Damn.
That's a pretty sizable like amount of money, man.
But I got my homeboys that had won. I got a homeboy that won $72,000 off of fucking $300, bro.
That's insane.
Crazy. And another one hit the same week for like $30,000 off of $50. I'm like, God damn, man.
But yeah. But before we go ahead and we continue to promote degeneracy, right? I do have a clip play that's gonna promote a little bit more degeneracy.
Crazy. Nah, bro, me and my ex used to fight like that all the time.
Oh, hey, Trey.
Hey, Ms. Williams. Tony ain't tell me you was coming over. What y'all talking about?
No, we was talking about how I used to fight my ex, Tasha.
Nah, yeah, she was a cutie, though.
With a fat ass.
No, so but you know what I'm talking about.
Stop it.
I'm for real. You know it, though. You know it, though.
Oh, my gosh.
But nah, hey, Mom, I'm about to smoke some weed. You want to smoke with me?
You got weed?
Try to smoke with me?
Oh, yeah, when you going to smoke?
I was going to smoke in like 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll smoke with you.
I bet. We're going to spark up for sure.
Oh, yeah, Tony, don't forget to take the trash out.
Mom, shut the fuck up.
With you.
I'm just going with you. I knew you was.
Nah, my gosh. I'll be in my room.
All right, Mom.
Bro, you joke with your mom like that?
Yeah, don't everybody? You don't talk to your mom like that, bro?
Nah, I ain't never tried it in my mom, bro. I don't think that's my slide.
Why, bro? It's not even that crazy. Like, it's for real, not even that deep.
Oh, bro, my mom called.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Trey, where you at? You ain't tell me you was leaving.
Oh, yeah, I'm in my friend Tony's right now.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen, wherever you get back, make sure you lock up the house.
All right. Hey, Mom.
Yeah? Yeah, what? What, Trey?
Shut the fuck up. You know, I'm just playing.
Oh, bro, did she hang up, bro?
No, I think the call fell, bro.
Oh, all right. Makes sense.
My eyes are fighting.
Reason I brought up that was because I just wanted to ask y'all, were you like, how shocked were y'all when you found out that not everybody had that the same level of respect for their parents that you got for your parents? Like, when you found that out, did it make you want to go ahead and test the boundaries with your parents, or like, just how y'all feel about that stuff?
Fuck no, man. So to this day, I wouldn't even say no shit like that out of my goddamn mouth. I feel like how you feel when that door started knocking. Why even have to say anything?
No, I was going to say, like, growing up, it was always funny, too, because you always had them friends that they kind of spoke to their mama in any type of way. I can't really pinpoint, or I ain't going to say no names or nothing like that, but it is kind of crazy, like, when people are able to have those types of conversations with their parents, because you just kind of look at them crazy.
I mean, I was kind of envious, man. Like, you know, I want to have that relationship, but, like, is that the relationship to be had, though? You know what I mean? And, I know what you mean.
And that was the biggest thing, because I feel like a lot of times when I seen, like, the kids that used to talk to their parents like they was on the friend level growing up, I always feel like, well, no, I don't feel like. I know for a fact a lot of them ain't really amounted to much.
That's a fact. So I used to know a homeboy lived right next door to me. He used to smoke weed with his mom, right? I'm being honest. We was in, like, just got the high school. And I remember being over there, like, damn, you smoking weed with your mom? And she had told me, she was like, I'd rather him do it with me than to be outside in the streets doing it, you know, with his friends. And that shit, as a kid, made so much sense. But just like you're saying, that motherfucker ain't mouth the shit.
Yeah, because it's like, you ain't got a boundary. How you feel?
Yeah, and ain't got no structure in your life.
How you feel about that, B? Yeah?
I don't feel no type of way about it. I just feel like the parents and kids that do got relationship like that, they real close. And like they closer than, you know, regular adults and kids, but that's on them, man. If they weren't cousins and shit. Growing up, I never tested my mama like that. I never had no problems with my mama until I got older, but
I'm just saying.
I just feel like, yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that boundary, because we had the conversation before about the boundary, you know, parents and friends. I don't necessarily think it's a good thing for you to look at your mama like she's one of your friends. I think in life, it's healthy for you to have a hierarchy of respect for different people. Like, for me personally, even if they feel like they don't necessarily need to give me the same respect, I feel like I need to respect older people to an extent, right? So, like, I don't go around just treating older people like they ain't shit. Like, I speak to them in a different way than I would speak to, you know, somebody that's my same age. What's weird is, like, in our culture, like, I watch a lot of Japanese stuff, right? And they have different ways they speak to people. So they'll call somebody that's in there, that's in school with them, but they're a little bit older, they call them senpai. Like, there's terms for those types of, like, relationships. For us, we got, like, upperclassmen and stuff like that, but it's like we don't have that same level of respect for the people that come before us.
Yeah, so that's true. And then something relating to that, that's where I was getting at with it. Like, we should be able to say exactly what we want to say, but in a respectful manner, because what I'm trying to say with that is, as you get older, you really don't know how to express yourself, right? Because if you have a disagreement with someone, you don't know how to say it correctly, right? Because, you know, you couldn't say it to your parents, right? So now you can't say it to these people. And then when you do have to say something, when that last straw breaks the camel back, now you don't know how to express yourself, and it's just anger, right? So what I would say is, yes, have your kids say whatever they want, right? As in saying whatever they want, but then you structure that language and, like, tell them, like, yeah, this might be a little bit inflammatory if you say it this way. If you say it this way, right, you get your point across, right? But it doesn't seem aggressive. And there's a lot of example. I'm not going to go into, like, an example of that, but you see what I'm saying? Like, as in the kid get to say what they want to say to you, right? Because that matters, right? The kid might be going through something, and because they're scared to talk to their parents, it doesn't get said. So, yes, they have to say it, but then you shouldn't get angry at them, right? You're just teaching them now how to say it correctly.
I got you. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, like we already stated, right? I do think that buffer needs to be had. And because I ain't gonna lie, I've met people, they said, yeah, I was smoking crack with my mama. I was like, smoking that weed. Like, yeah, your mama brings some crack in the house. You gonna think it's okay to smoke the crack? Like, I don't know, man. I feel a different type of way about that type of stuff.
So again, I'm from Philly, man. Because you said that, right? I've never seen somebody smoke weed with their fucking parent. I mean, crack, weed, yeah, crack. That's crazy. But what I used to have a friend, and I used to hang out there on the block with them, right? And this man used to legit sell crack to his pops, bro. Like it's not like he didn't know it was his pops. Like he know. Like I'm like, that's crazy. That's crazy. And they probably had that kind of relationship. Just say any fucking thing to his pop.
That's a whole different level of degeneracy right there when you selling crack to your parents. But that is funny because a lot of rappers had that same story and they kind of say that same thing. So it's common. It's fairly common.
It's crazy. I don't care, man. I ain't selling. I don't give a fuck how much I'm down. I need the money. And I don't even fuck with my pops. I still ain't selling his ass no crack. You know what I mean? Like, man, you don't get your ass out of here.
So, while we on the topic of, you know, a financial gain, right? I do have another video I want to play for y'all and just kind of see what y'all take is on it.
Oh, babe, I just realized the new Madden releases on Friday. Wait, don't you get paid on Friday? It says here you can get it Friday for like $70. Pre-ordering is the way to go, though. You can pre-order it for like $120, and it comes with like all type of player packs and like in-game money and stuff. Hey, babe, you look pretty stressed out. You need a back rub? Yeah, everybody says the new Madden's like the best one to ever come out. The old one's kind of boring. It just sucks because, like, my mom always bought me the new Madden, so I've never really had to buy my own. I mean, you gotta admit, $70 for a video game is not that bad. That's like a half day of tips for you. Oh my god, Jamie's girl just got in the new Call of Duty. That is crazy. I've never had a girl buy me a new video game. Oh, whatever, Mom. You never want to help me out. Bye. Hey, if you buy me the new Madden, maybe I could, like, do chores around the house to work it off. Like, while you're at work, I can do the dishes and stuff. Babe? Hey, babe. I got you these flowers. I just feel like we never get anything for each other anymore, so I wanted to get you something nice. Oh my god, dude, see, now the old man glitches. This game sucks. If I had the new one, you wouldn't have to deal with me getting mad like this.
I ain't gonna lie, though, I'm gonna be honest. While I was watching the video, I mean, I couldn't even focus on what the fuck you were saying. I thought my man's gonna cut his damn hand off with the damn coconut. I don't know, it was just a sign. I'm looking at that like this nigga about to cut his whole goddamn hand off. But anyways, go ahead, my bad.
Nah, so my question to y'all is, do y'all have any broke homeboys that be asking their girl for a bunch of stuff?
Man, I can't, I'm gonna be honest. I don't even know or ever experienced that shit, but hey man, this new fucking drizzle, man. I'm about to be part of it here in a second. You know what I mean? Shit, I'm dead at serious. Shit.
Oh, man, that's
not true. What I don't.
Now, be what you was about to say?
Nah, I don't got nothing else around. I used to, but no, hell no. I'm just saying funny though, man, because, yeah, my old homeboy, I got an old homeboy. That's all he know. He don't know nothing else.
I need to get the game from him, man. Hey, man, after this.
For real.
He just send me his number. I don't know Diddy shit. Send me his number after this.
That Diddy shit is nuts.
Yeah, that shit wild right now. He might not get out of prison. I ain't.
So what's kind of telling to me is they done already put him on suicide watch. So I think they might try to kill him.
Yeah, we pivoting that.
Yeah,
I seen that picture of all of the bottles of the lube.
Baby oil, 1,000 bottle, one fucking ounce.
Yo, when they said it originally, I thought it was just a regular bottle of Johnson & Johnson. Like, no, like he got gallons sitting in the house.
The parties get wild.
That's crazy. I was just watching my, I mean, I don't care about anybody's sexual orientation, but they were showing, what's his name, man? He's one of the singers. It's a singer. One of his bodyguard was talking about it, where he said he was in there, and he said the thing is, they get so tired, like they get so much female, they're like, yo, he's like, we tired, we can get any female. And he's like, that's when they started like stepping that shit up. Bobby Valentino is his security guard. This shit is big on somewhere, well, on social media, because that's, I just saw it this morning, where the motherfuckers basically are saying like, we get any damn chicks we want, man. Let's step that game up. Let's mess with the dudes. Like, I don't give a fuck about that, right? But that's what he's saying, that shit. So he said it just gets wild. Like, everybody getting into it. You see what I'm saying? Don't even matter. Whatever you want to try at this point.
What make me mad about the whole Diddy situation is everybody knew for the longest time that this motherfucker been doing this shit.
People, yeah, man.
They used to be like, hey, don't stay at the Diddy party too long.
But everybody know that, man. That's been for years. It's like, yo, when Diddy parties be wild, you just, that's all you will hear, right? Diddy parties be wild. I've been hearing that for what? I'd say about 12 years that I can recall, like, these Diddy parties. So, I mean,
I'm hearing they about to take all his, like, all his shit, like, houses and businesses, like, everything, like everything. I read some of that indictment, a couple pages. Yeah, this shit real.
Yeah, but then they said anytime the RICO start, they take everything.
But I don't understand. I don't understand how can they take everything when he's really legit.
So
this man got royalties and royalty checks.
In order to keep him from
still came during the RICO.
Yeah, in order to keep him from like leaving the country and things like that. And like I said, this podcast,
that's where he fucked up at. That's where he messed up at.
What you mean?
By fleeing the country when they even started investigating it. Like, when they hit the scene, he fled the country. Like, I know he didn't have a warrant out when it all started, though, did it?
Well, they had a warrant, yeah, because they searched his crib first.
Yeah.
When they searched his crib, that's when they put a warrant up.
You have to have one first.
Yeah, they had to have
and he fled the country, so that he put it on himself, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. He put it on himself. I really don't feel no bad for Diddy. I don't have a bad feeling for him or Kelly. Nobody, man. The stuff y'all into, do a crime all the time. I don't care here.
I agree. Biggest thing, no, to me, the reason why it's so intriguing to me is because how has he been getting away with it for so long, and then all of a sudden the ball drops, and now he's locked up and he's placed on suicide watch. It's like, if you really think about it, bro, if somebody, and it wasn't a normal rate either. It was Homeland Security. And Homeland Security has a conviction rate of like 90-something%. If they go into your shit, you getting locked up. So it's telling to me, like, somebody he has video of, because the first thing that they did was they took all the video equipment and stuff out of his house. I think he has video of somebody that's higher up that he probably made a threat to, that made a couple calls, and now he's in the situation at the end. And I ain't talking about just some normal person. It's somebody in the government. Because let's be real, a lot of times, and the people in this country, they don't give a fuck about people. They don't give a fuck about the injustices that are done to people, especially once you got a certain amount of money. He pissed off the wrong person. Plain and simple.
I can believe that, but at the same time, man, they probably been on Diddy ass for years, man. They've been on Diddy 15 plus years, bro. Because he's been having these parties forever. So it ain't nothing to talk about. It's the talk of time. Like you say, he probably did piss the wrong person off the show, but man, I just feel like his time was coming. He was, it's his time. So you do wrong so long, eventually you out the court. Got to live right eventually.
Okay, hey, man.
They've been there. It was funny because, like, as soon as you said, yeah, they've been on his ass, I started to be
like, yeah, I started laughing. Like, been on his ass, huh? That's all I can say to me.
Nah, pause.
ain't no pause, man. I understand what you're saying, but it's just funny that it went that way. And with that pause shit, right? So I know we're consistently pivoting. I just want to throw that out there real quick, right? So it was this old head, like, he was talking about this pause shit, and that shit resonated with me because he was like, yo, I remember when he was able to say, you know, like a new song came out, he's like, yo, that beat is hard. right? You didn't have to worry about no motherfucker pausing you up, right? Because you know what the fuck I'm talking about. But he was like, now you have to consistently think about. So I don't play that pause shit no more. Fuck, I'm going to say whatever the fuck I'm going to say.
It'd be funny to say I was on the phone with the homeboy with a group chat FaceTime. And I'm talking with homeboy, and we talking about grilling some meat and all that. And he's like, yeah, I order my meat online. I only order my meat online. That shit was, that was a pause.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a pause moment, but you know what the fuck he was talking about.
Yeah, I know what he was talking about, but you ordered your meat online. All right, man.
I look at it like this, man. It's just a way for people to have fun and to have laughs, bro.
Yeah, but some people don't fuck around, dog. They look at you like, huh? Fuck you, just silly. Really? Some people actually around, man.
I ain't playing that shit no more, man. I mean, I've been stopped, man, because I be at work. And obviously, I work with some younger people than I. So, like, a lot of things I be saying and shit, like, damn, dog. And I'm like, come on, man. Am I talking to adults or children here? You know what I mean?
And I think that's people look at it as like a maturity level thing. I just look at it as people wanting to find a way to play, like to have fun. Like, remember back when you used to play them games where, like, I guess if you say like a certain word, like they kind of like when you play like the slaps game, mm-hmm. or like, you know, your neck be open. It's kind of like one of them deals.
Yeah.
On a mature level, though, because ain't none of that cheese, man.
Yeah.
I'm done. Pause me up all day.
The thing is, though, when you say some flagrant shit, like when flagrant stuff fly out your mouth, you already know, like, hey, I got to fix the way that I just said that.
It do sound weird when you kind of, I even say pause when some shit come out. I be like, hold on, what the fuck I just say?
I
had a random question for y'all, right? What do you think, and we just kind of spitballing right now, we're kind of going all over the place, but where do y'all think is the worst place to get into a fight?
In the bathroom?
No, I didn't been in the worst place in the fight. I didn't fought in the bathroom. That ain't the worst place. The worst place to fight is inside of a pool. I fought a fucking 6'6" dude in a pool, dog. Oh my God.
You got to drown you? He tried to drown you?
Man, damn near. He was like, he reminded me of Gronkowski, but like a fucking tight end. But I ain't stupid. I jumped out the water. Boy, what's wrong with you? I'm not about to fight him in no water. You crazy? So as he swung on me, I hit him dead in the mouth, and then I ran out the water. And I said, come on, we can get in right here. But I ain't about to fight you in this water, man. You better kill me. Mm-hmm.
Shit. Now, I'm just saying as in, what's the worst? What are we talking about worst? I'm talking about, like, if you ever, like, drop or you wrestling on the ground, ain't nothing but piss this shit on the floor, man.
Watch your mouth. That bathroom, hey, that bathroom, because if you get hit hard enough, you for sure hitting something hard and you drop it.
Right. Oh. Well, so that's what I'm saying. In high school, that's how it was where I was from, right? Everybody, when they tell you to meet them in the bathroom, right, you know what's going down. That's where a lot of fights happen. So, and I've been in there a couple of times watching people scrap, and them floors nasty, dog. You know what I mean? Like, piss on the fucking floor, motherfuckers wrestling on the motherfucking floor. Like, nah.
Yeah, we never made it to the bathroom. We gonna fight right there and right there. We ain't no bathroom.
Because it gives you some time before, you know, you get the faculty involved. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it stops you from getting in trouble, though. That's some jail stuff. That's what they do in jail. Go in the bathroom, go behind the look. Yeah, it stops you from getting in trouble, but, man, I ain't care about no trouble, man. You want to fight? Go right here, man. I'll fight the teacher.
Dang.
I'm going to be real.
That's how I was growing up, though. I was real bad, bro.
I'll be real. I think the worst place. So I was at the bowling alley the other day, right? And I was just thinking to myself, because like this dude kind of bumped into me, because he was like, he kind of slipped coming off the lane, and he kind of bumped into me. I was thinking to myself, I was like, bro, this would be a terrible place to fight. You got these heavy ass bowling balls, this slippery ass lane, these dumbass shoes. I was like, just imagine you fighting one of these YNs, as they call them, right? If you in there, you fighting one of them YNs, and they just so happen to catch you on the ground, and they pick up a bowling ball and just swing at it.
That's where,
that's true.
Ain't that where the baby beat up his baby mama and brother at the bowling alley? The
bowling alley.
Ain't no getting up once you fall on that line.
And that's what happened to him too. He like stepped in that lane and they whooped his ass.
Whooped his ass. Ain't no getting up, boy. Just go lay back down.
That's crazy. Yeah, I ain't thinking about it like that. That's crazy. Yeah. It's a lot of dangerous objects just sitting around.
But let me see. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna pivot a little bit, right? So I'm gonna ask y'all, which way do y'all wanna go? Y'all wanna go to kind of a fun topic, or do you want to go to something that might be semi-serious?
It's whatever, man. Bring it on. It's whatever. Bring it on.
Got it. All right. Whichever video I see first is the one I'm going to click. Okay. There we go.
They done told us that hoes don't make good housewives, and that's a goddamn lie sent straight from hell. Hoes make the best housewives, especially when they're ready to sit around and be housewives. Because hoes know how to really comfort and cater to a man. And a hoe ain't really bothered by other women. Because a hoe know what she can do. She know her capability and her ability to be her. Because she done hold on a nigga. That's how she got him. She hold on him. And she know how to hold on him to keep him. That's why old bras like Drea can go get a baby by them young $100 million. Because she know how to hold. Women have a problem understanding men. Hoes don't. Because hoes done mess with a lot of different men. And she's an expert at a man. A woman don't know shit about no man. That's why she can't play on. Bitches can't get along with me. They done.
Y'all think he got a point? You're the wife and a hoe.
I agree 100% because I was just thinking about it the other day. Like, all the little joints that used to get ran back in the day, like literally ran, they all married. Kids. Life, happy. They married, so he might be telling the truth about all that. It makes sense though, for sure. For sure.
What you think?
Yeah. He might have a point, right? So that it comes across right, as in, yeah, they know how to please the dude or whatever. But also in the back of their mind, they know they can replace your ass, right? Because they had all these motherfucking dicks they can always call back and get to, and that's why they're saying you can never turn a hoe into a housewife, right? Because she has experience, right? She's not, because they're saying with a female, once she have sex, it's kind of like a bonding, right? And when they have that bonding too much, right, it's not as tight anymore. Like, so she's not with you, she's just with you because that's what's convenient for her at that time. I disagree
with that, Mac. I agree, but I disagree with it. With the bond thing, because some of them can do that, bro, and not give a fuck about you, girl. They can have sex. They get like men, bro. These little ass women, bro. They can have sex with whoever they want and not be attached.
Yeah, but that's already a red flag right there, man.
That's right. That's a hoe. That's the hoe.
She's a hoe, right? I get that. But then if you just don't have feelings, if you can just do it like that, yo, that's an issue. And I hate saying this red flag shit, man. I'm going to pivot real quick. I'm going to come back because it's something I think I need to actually say, right? So I was out a couple of weekends ago with a couple of females that I hang out with, right? So I went and talked to this chick and she was like, hey, ain't you with them girls over there? And I was like, yeah, I work with them. I was like, that's all I told her. Like, yeah, I work with them. She's like, yeah, you probably fucking them. I was like, I ain't fucking them. She's like, would you fuck them? I was like, shit, if they wanted to, I would fuck them. And she's like, that's a red flag right there. I'm like, bro, I'm telling you the fucking truth. How the fuck telling you the truth is a fucking red flag? That shit don't make no fucking sense. But anyways, man, I had to hit on that real quick. Talking about red flags. But nah, can't turn no hoe into no housewife, man.
So I think there is a case where you could change a hoe into a housewife. Hear me out, right? The only way that I think that you can change a hoe into a housewife, well, there's a couple different situations. One, she has to be willing to accept the fact that she's going to be in that relationship, and she's going to, like, she has to have go through certain things in life in order to change. And two, she has to be moved far, far away from where she was a hoe.
I can see that happening.
What? Like, Red, she don't gotta be moved, bro. She just gotta not wanna hoe around no more.
I don't agree with that. Because check this out. So
I know the biggest hoe, bro, the best wife right now. Except.
My question to you is, do you think that first off, how long do you think she been like in a relationship?
With this certain guy, maybe. I don't know, it's been years now. They got hella kids. They got about 6 kids now, but she been right for this man. I ain't gonna say she just stopped cheating on him cold turkey or nothing, but man, you could tell what's going on. I think sometimes it takes for a female to grow up too, man, in the mind. You know, everybody ain't mature in the mind.
It's just if I can't see somebody. Well, and I'm not gonna say it's because we're not all monoliths, right? We're not all just stuck to one way of thinking. Like, we're all not just one person, right? I do think in certain situations it can work, but I know for me in general, I couldn't be in proximity of all these dudes that you've been messing around with. Like, let's say you got a train ran on you and you were living in this neighborhood. We're not staying in this neighborhood no more. Because I got to see these dudes, and they're going to be thinking a way about me while we still operating around here. I don't think you can be in the same neighborhood, living your life, and be happy with a person that's gotten ran through like that.
Right. And then, you know, the niggas going to still want to, well, dudes going to still want to take their shot, too, if you're still in that same neighborhood. But what I think you was trying to hit on my point is in what I was thinking about, because you started. You can't coin everybody to be the same, right? So maybe somebody that was holding around when they were younger had an epiphany and they fucking was like, hey, it's time to be an adult at this point, right? And they was just like, hey, that was my past. I'm not with that anymore. I'm moving on. You're going to have people like that, right? So yes, that instance right there, you'll probably have the best, right? Because she already had her experience. She's not thinking about in the back of her head, like, I just want to go out here and have my whole phase, right? So... But what I'm trying to say is, you numbers matter, right? And that's why people keep statistics. If somebody always does shit like that, the probability is they're going to keep doing it. That's just who they are. And that's why I think that term came to be, right? You can't turn on into a housewife, because what they know from it is if you started that and that's what you do, you're probably going to keep doing it, right? So that's what I think.
Something I was just thinking about, because my brain never stopped working, right? I think that if the woman is a hoe, I think the dude would have to be the opposite of whatever a hoe is. Not necessarily a virgin, but the opposite of whatever a hoe is in order for that relationship to work.
I don't know who that's going to be. But I probably kind of get what you're trying to say, because
check it out. If they both hoes and they both stand in the same neighborhood, and everybody know that these two have been like messing around with everybody, that relationship can never work. There would be a lot of
what I'm trying to say. But what I'm trying to say is you'll have people like, per se, in our occupation, right? Cats out here marrying strippers just because, right? So what I'm trying to say with that is I get
it never works out, by the way.
Huh? It
rarely works out, by the way.
Because what's a stripper? That's what I'm trying to say. They essentially owes. They sell their body for money. You don't have to physically have sex, right? But you're selling your body for money. So what I'm getting at, what you're saying is that the math on that, right, is it never works out, is what you're saying, right? But I'm quite sure one or three of them might have worked out. A couple of them have worked out, is what I'm trying to say. But for the most part, it's not. Right? I forgot where I was going at. Yeah, but it's people like that, right, that focus on like strippers and sex workers, right? That does dumb videos. You see these dudes, man, they're like, I'll marry her. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's over here taking a triple penetration and you talking about you'll fuck with her. I'm just saying, from our job, like you meet these people, right? That they don't give a fuck how many poles this chick done took. They don't give a fuck. It's just they like what they see and that's it. And I think that's where you're aiming at. You know, it takes a certain certain person, right? I think from our background is in how we came up. I don't think anybody from like our background is fucking with somebody that they know done had a train ran on them, right? By people you might even fucking know.
It's just because we know once the curtain get pulled back on these women, bro, there's certain things you can't unlearn. And I know for a fact I can't turn a hole into a housewife. I can't.
Yeah. Nah. I mean, not a known one that you know, because you might run across one, right?
Yeah, that's like, the thing. That's the thing, too. Like, yeah. You don't know if they're out. You don't even know.
I move outside the city. You know what I mean? She might be the hoe inside that city. I don't know. You know what I mean?
You got to think, it's like, man, it's hoes that move city to city every day. Just because she burned out in that city, she got to go to the next.
And that's what I said. You got to move out of that certain vicinity in order to have a relationship with
you. Still going to be out. You're still a hoe in a new city. It's just the same. It's crazy.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And that's when you'll get hit with that because you don't know. I'm saying if you know it's a hoe. Because first of all, inside of you, you're like, man, fuck. You know what I mean? You ain't trying to fuck with them, but.
See, at first I couldn't see what a hoe was when I didn't know what a hoe was when I seen it, you know. But at this point now, I don't want to say it, but shit, then they're all hoes, man. You know what I'm saying?
They all got hoes ways.
Yeah,
those females. That's what they do. Like, but I don't know. I don't want to get no bad.
But then again, like I said, it's just, you just got to pick your poison.
But that's some of them want to try it, man. It's just like they're saying with these girl trips. They said there's three things that happen on a girl trip, right? So I'm not going to go down that road. But sometimes they just want to live too, you know what I mean? It don't mean like that's what they want to do. It's just like, hey, let's get out here and just act the fuck up for a little bit, right? And then go back to what we do. You know what I mean? Being housewives, so whatever.
Like I said, just with all that stuff, I've had the curtain pulled back on me like before in life, so I know how the cheat goes. But just moving on from that, right? So there's a situation going on with Andrew Schultz and these dudes from this podcast called the Shits and Gigs podcast, where Andrew Schultz made some comments and a certain group of people is mad, and I want to play y'all the video. And I want to see how y'all feel about the video.
She's throwing wild some shit up.
What is the black girlfriend effect?
I don't know about it.
Throw up the other culture.
Yeah, so you'll see a guy who's had a black girlfriend, all of a sudden he's got buzz cut, like,
yeah,
shape on. He's
crazy. Yeah, Chloe's acting like that.
I was like, God.
They shave their hair because they start losing it. Because they're so stressed and around this black girl complaining about shit all the fucking time. That's why they gotta shave their
neck. No, bro. White guys with black girlfriends, they
grow a beard.
They set
the dick up. More cushion when they get slapped the fuck out.
I think the black girlfriend effect.
It might be a protective instinct, bro.
You think?
Yeah. Do you guys have you ever had black girlfriends?
Yeah.
Have you ever had white girls?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. What's your favorite?
We love the move.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We love the move.
Yeah.
That means white.
Yo, who can?
No, I have to go. I mean, his eye is white. The translation for your fans.
So let me ask y'all, do you find any issues with what they said or what was said on that podcast?
They find all this. They're joking around. Some of that could have been a little deeper than the other, but jokes.
Hey, man, just like they say, it's a lot of truth and jest, right? You might joke around, but it comes from somewhere, right? And you didn't just come up with that out of the blue just now, all right? Because that sounds like stereotypical black girl thing that you'll hear, right? And that's what he's running with. But again, do I feel some type of way about it? No, right? The fucking name of the podcast is Flagrant, right? Flagrant. You're gonna say Flagrant fucking shit, right? And that's what he said. And I think where it got kind of crazy to me is when he doubled down on it now, saying that you ever had a black girlfriend? You ever had a white girlfriend? Then he asked him, which one would you prefer, right? And then these two sellout-ass motherfucking UK motherfuckers, right? Oh, we like them all. Get the fuck out of here. We know what the fuck you mean by that. You know what I mean? So, and just like Andrew, he nailed it. He's like, yeah, we know what that means. Fucking white girls, right? So he doubled down on it, man. And some things you have to read between the line on. I think he went too far when he did it. That the jokes in itself was cool with me, right? Because we hear it all the time. That's you if you watch a Tyler Perry fucking show, right? Because that's what he perpetuates the entire every fucking show, right? So he can watch a show and say, all right, well, bet. But then he went to go get data now. Like, you ever dated a black girl? You ever dated a white girl? You know what I mean? Which one do you prefer? Now he's calculating, right? This is a numbers thing. You see what I'm saying? We get the joke part. The joke part was cool. I didn't give a fuck about that shit. It's that end part for me, because I kind of heard about that, but I didn't hear that last part. And that shit just threw me for a loop just now. I just like, them motherfuckers just being funny. You know what I mean? But
that's so, I ain't gonna lie to you. A lot of that shit pissed me off. And I'm gonna tell you why. All right. So yes, I mean, at the end of the day, he's a comedian. Comedians make jokes. That's fine. I get it, right? Everything is cool and jest. What I don't like is Andrew Schultz is a Jewish man joking about black women. The problem that I have with that, well, first off, I don't care about the shits and gigs guys because they're from the UK. All right. And I'm not like this super pro black, or I'm not like this feminist dude running around, right? And let me throw that disclaimer out there. The reason I have an issue with it is because I listen to a lot of Andrew Schultz's stuff, and I never hear him joke about Jewish women. You can joke about women of another culture that's not in a culture that belongs to you, double down on that joke, and then everything, like, everybody's just supposed to sit there and just laugh and just take it and just accept it as a joke when you don't joke about your own people. It's one thing, so, and I hate being this guy, right? So black women are the most unprotected group of people in this country, right? And it's not even close. The fact that he's able to make that joke about our women and nobody bats an eye about it is one of the biggest problems that we have in our community, right? And I'm not talking, and so I know for a fact, there's always going to be a rebuttal. Well, black women talk shit about us. Somebody has to break the fucking cycle, right? Somebody has to be like, hey, we need to stop doing this shit to each other so that the rest of the world can stop doing it to us. Because him saying that about, like, he would get calls from his family members, like his mom, his auntie, his sister, his grandmother, if he was making jokes about Jewish women. But it's perfectly fine for him to make jokes about ours. Like, y'all don't see a problem with that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, and I agree with you, right? And it's just from you talking, right? And you saying they're unprotected. I never looked at them as being unprotected, but that's why they're always so defensive, right? And always lost, because they have to defend themselves the best way they know how to, right? And just like you said, it's up to us, man. We have to do something too, right? And just like you're just saying, I don't play on either side. I don't care about this race stuff, but people actually do, and we have to protect our own, right? So, and we have to let them stop, you know, being this masculine, because we're letting them be this masculine, right? We say black women are the most masculine, but it's because of what you just said, right? They're not protected. Who's fucking protecting them? Who's saying anything? So yes, they have to fucking slip that masculine shoe on, and that's why a lot of them just want somebody, right? As in, that's why they always ask for this masculinity, right? Because they'll say, I'm a masculine woman, so I need a masculine man. But I don't think that's what it is. I just think they want to be able to fucking just be a woman, right? And just let loose and just be that feminine woman. That's just my take from it, right? Just from what you said, that just that one word, man, not being protected. And I start to see that. That is true. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and as a man that was raised by a black woman, and it don't matter how I think the upbringing was, well, she did the best that she could, right? And I don't think she did a terrible job. But she was the parent that was around consistently, that always did everything for us growing up. She did the best that she could in order to raise us the best way that she could. And just to see a man that's, well, it's one thing for us to make a correction about our culture, right? And nobody would have been mad if it was a black, if it was just black men making the comments to each other. But like I said, just somebody outside, like you're on the complete outside of our culture. You don't even really, I don't know if the dude dates black women or what, but, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong in the comments and all that other stuff, but I don't think he makes jokes about his own people. Do not make jokes about anybody else's people if you don't make jokes about your own.
That's true. You got to start first. Right, you got to start with self first. You got to start with jokes, even if you want to be racist or racial about it. Right, start with a joke about yourself first. Right, I don't watch his shit. I don't know. All right, so nobody have ever heard a Jewish woman joke, right, that ever went viral. Right, but we consistently have these black people, black women joke to be specific, that goes viral consistently, right, because of, you know, a group of people that essentially have to fend for themselves, right? And if you fend for yourself, you have to get that way, right? Just like he was saying, the dude had to grow his beard out because when she slapped the shit out of him, yeah, she slapped the shit out of you. You need to grow your motherfucking beard, right? So, yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that one, man.
All right, let me see. B, you got anything you want to add?
Nah, not on that one. I'm listening to y'all boys, man.
All right, so this is going to be the last thing that I get into, and then we'll go ahead and we'll hop off here, right? So last night, I was doing just a lot of self-reflection, right? Like I tend to do. I tend to take a little time to self-reflect every day, all right? And I was thinking to myself, what are some of the saddest realities that you found out as a man, right? And I was going through yesterday, and the saddest reality that I found out when I was about the age of 20 and when I was completely by myself is nobody cares about what we go through as people. Right. So you can go ahead, like you can be going through the worst time of your life. Like I can be like, I can have a family member that just passed. I could just lose my house and people on the outside. Nobody ever really gives a fuck about it. Like nobody cares about the things that you're going through because it's not happening to them. And it's just a lot of times we walk around in the world and we feel like nobody cares, might care about us at all.
So, I mean, I went down a deep thought process about that in my life because I've always had people seem to bank on me seeming as in I can help them, right? Financially, for the most part, motherfuckers really don't give a fuck what I got to say. But what I came to learn is why people seem like that. Everybody have their own fucking problems, right? Everybody have their own problems to be worrying about somebody else's problem. I don't want to make sure I can get through my motherfucking life, keep my light on, keep my house over my head before I can worry about your shit, right? So I might be able to hide mine better than you, right? Like you might be going through your struggles where it's obvious, right? And there's some people going through that same struggle that can mask it, right? So that's why that's where I went down, because I know for the longest I've been fucked up and was just hoping people were helping me, and ain't nobody giving a fuck, right? Because everybody else going about their lives. It's just like me right now where I'm at. The first thing I'm thinking about is next month is the bills paid. Next month can, you know, the cars, everything's good, right? That's my fucking drive, because if I don't have those, I can't survive my goddamn self to be worrying about the fuck you going through. Right? Because if I don't do that, I have two kids. We'll be all on the motherfucking streets. Right? And it's only me. I ain't got nobody else. You know what I mean? So that's how I see it. Right? I mean, you can't be expecting someone to help you. Right? We're all out here fucking struggling. Right? Unless you're fucking a millionaire, but we all out here fucking struggling. And I went down that deep dive and I was like, that's got to be how life is. Right? At a certain age, it's just the system that we're put in. Right? This matrix, as you'll hear some people call it, but that's what it is, right? It's a way of life. It's you have to work, you have to get money, you have to pay to where you live at, you have to pay to drive your car, you have to pay to get gas, you have to pay for everything. So that's mostly everyone's focus is in how much can I accumulate, right? So I can take care of myself and move on. So again, that's just me down my rabbit hole of thought when I thought about that. So that's a good point, man. I still think about that to this day, right? It's in different ways of going about it. Well, that's what I had.
No, I'm gonna end my thought by agreeing with you to this, because I just agree with everything. I just be re-saying what you just said. The order I got, it's really like, don't nobody give a fuck. Nobody care. Like, literally nobody. I mean, you might have a family member that care here and there, but nobody give a fuck, man. That shit. Shit real.
I was about to say, especially like when you live far away from everybody else and nobody's there to see your struggle. That's the hardest thing about like not living around your family in those types of times. It's like when nobody sees your struggle. I remember there were a few times in my life where I was really going through some shit and nobody was even there. It was to the point to where I had things planned out and I wanted to get ready to take myself out the game. And I had it all planned out and I wrote everything out and I wrote out a whole little manifesto to where I was like, well, not a manifesto, but I wrote out everything that I wanted to say. And it's just when you come from a place like that and you really know, like you really understand what it's like to not have people around you, it's the hardest lesson. And I just hope that if anybody's going through that type of stuff, I just ask that, you know, they reach out to somebody that does actually care, because I do think nobody wants to see you out here, you know, not living and whatnot. But
think about the dudes in prison though, shit. Think about everybody in prison, they isolated, they can only imagine.
I just think we have to communicate, though. I mean, you can't just think someone's going to read your mind and know the struggle that you're going through, right? We have to say something, regardless of how bad that makes you feel. I just give you, this doesn't really relate to that, but an example, right? Because this is personal to me because it was happening, right? So my homeboy, me and him used to go out all the time, right? He met a chick, and then he just ghosted for like, I'll say about 6 months, right? Then he hit me up like, damn, dog, you don't hit me up no more. And I'm like, bro, see that, but that's what I'm going at, right? People are worried about themselves, right? Because yeah, he got to take care of his girl. You got to make sure their situation is right. But you ghosted me. I'm not ghosting you now. You did your own fucking thing. You have your life to worry about, right? And you didn't really give a fuck about what I had going on, right? So, I mean, I know it's not same thing relating, but I'm just saying again, is in people got life shit going on, because he got to make sure that relationship, he got to make sure he's watering that plant of that relationship, right? He's got to be there with her. You know what I mean? Now, a different thing you have to take care of. He can't go out with me every time. So, yeah, I mean, but people got their own shit is what I'm trying to say, right? People, so if you're going through that, as in what you were saying, just understand some people are going through worse, right? Or the same thing, right? But people have to worry about their own stuff.
Yeah. But one thing I don't like is, and I heard somebody say this before, it's not just relationship, like, romantic relationships that have to be watered. Relationships with friends and relationships with family have to be watered also. So it's like, if you got, so one of the things, one of my pet peeves, right, is I'll reach out to a friend, and I understand people are going through stuff, right? If I reach out to you and you just ignore my text or my call for months, and then I text you again and you ignore my call or my text for months at a time, I feel like you're not necessarily a good friend. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't think like that, but it's like, just respond and just say, hey, I'm good. You know, I'm alive. Like, you don't necessarily have to even be, we don't have to be like talk all the time. Like, just respond to me. Let me know you're good. And then just going about your day. But I don't know. There's two sides to it, but friendships, relationship, like romantic relationships and family member relationships all have to be watered. You can't just expect you guys to be good, even if y'all don't speak. Just send that text out there. Just y'all got any closing remarks for the people?
So I just want to hit on that, right? As in, you're saying you think it's like that person is a bad friend. Just like I told you, I just went through that same thing, right? So you have to think about it like this. He knows we always go out. He knows he's with his girl. You know, his girl probably get mad if he want to go out. He don't want to answer the phone because he don't want to make you feel like, damn, I'm dissing him, right? So sometimes the best bet is just to not answer it, right? So it's not that he's, I'm not saying it's always right, but it's not saying he's a bad friend. He just dealing with something right now. He knows what you want to do. You don't want to fuck with your feelings, right? So I didn't even explain that right. I don't know if you understood, but you know, he don't want to make her mad by answering your call because she knows you're going to want to go out with him. So he's trying to limit or mitigate the most damage, right? By just saying, hey, I'll hit him up later, right? But you can't discount it, right? You can't, people are going through things. And back to what I was saying, revert back to what I initially was talking about as solving this problem is we have to be able to communicate on a level like no other, right? That's the best way we can get one another to understand what we're going through. And we have to be as candid as possible when we're doing it. We have to, right? Regardless of how you feel, how you think you're going to feel about it, or you think your friend's going to feel about it. Because that's what we do a lot, right? We're mitigating issues in our head consistently before we even say it. So we should be candid. Just say straight exactly what the fuck's happening, right? If you can't accept it, then you're not my real friend, right? So that's how I see it.
Got you. And what y'all got to say to the people?
All right, to the motherfucking people, all right? Listen.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna have to blank all that out.
I know.
But he was going. I'm like, damn.
Hey, listen,
I'm gonna close it out by saying, man, everybody get to work, get to school, whatever you gotta do, handle your responsibilities, you know, keep God first, and let's have a good Sunday, man. Good NFL, man.
Hey, what I'm saying.
Go ahead, Mac.
Man, fuck it, man. I man, listen, I'm on my tweet.
Hey, go ahead. Right now. Blur out your social so they can find you.
Hey, my social is 231. I'm kidding.
Hey. So first and foremost, I want to say thank you to you guys for showing up. Like B said, always, always, always keep God first. Remember that everybody's going through things. Just make sure that you reach out to people because you never really know what they're going through. All right. That cannot be understated enough. Lastly, you can be cool with your parents. Just don't smoke crack with them. All right. Another episode of the Burnout Experts podcast, and we out. Peace.